You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure to welcome to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, Courthouse Center for the Arts, another visit by Richard Erickson. Welcome back, Richard.
Hi.
It's nice to have Richard, a man of many words, with us. We always have a good time when Richard is here. This is like the fourth time, I think, this season that Richard has been doing a show with us. He is the director of Courthouse Center for the Arts and directing this next extravaganza, yep. The Titanic, and that's going to be coming
Friday night the 22nd, and we play through July 15th.
Excellent. We'll give you a lot more details about that, but Richard has brought a couple friends with him, people that are going to be in the show. Poppy Champlin is here. Welcome, Poppy.
Well, thank you very much. Very nice to be here. I love this radio station. I listen to it all the time on Ministerial Road when I'm behind a school bus.
What a deal. Look at that. And you'll be playing the part of Alice Bean?
That is correct. She's from Indianapolis, Indiana.
All right. And does Katharine Hepburn make an appearance in the show?
Oh, you know, when I go past Warden's Pond, it looks just like Golden Pond.
All right. So, see, we have all kinds of people here in the studio with us today. And Chris Gleim is here, and you're playing the part of Frederick.
Correct. Yeah, he's a stoker that works down in the boiler room, among other characters as well.
Yes, everybody, I guess, in the show is playing more than, or most people are playing more than one character.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, this was actually about a 40-person musical that Richard has pared down to 17, and meaning that we each play multiple roles within various classes. There's a first-class role, a second-class role, and a third-class role, essentially. So my third-class role, I'm a crew member as the stoker, but then I also play Bruce Ismay, who was the owner of the White Line company that built the Titanic.
All right. Is it the White Line or the White Star Line?
White Star Line. Correct.
See?
Impressed.
You think I'm just a pretty face. All right. All right. Well, we're going to get to more about the show, and Richard has brought the CD of is this the original cast? Is that what
the
this is?
The original cast in the company that won the Tony Award for Best Woo-hoo! Musical.
So this is a Tony Award-winning production, and we will get to hear the music from them as we go along. And this first one is going to be several pieces off of the CD. And what's that about?
It is the opening of the show. It's everybody getting on the ship, seeing the ship for the first time, and all the excitement.
We'll listen to that and be back with more.
Hold your limbs, Titanic, near 1,000 feet in length. Huge beyond past strength. 46,000 tons of steel, 11 stories high. She's a great palace floating, quiet as a lullaby.
Well, my darling, I'll be back before a fortnight has passed.
Fare thee well, my darling, I'll be back before a fortnight has passed.
Fare thee well, my darling, I'll be back before a fortnight has passed.
Barrett, off the Baltic. Fleet, look out off the Majestic.
Harold Bride, wireless operator, Marconi Telegraph Company.
It brings great honor to me
to be the master
and the builder
and the owner
of the largest moving object in the world.
There you have music from the Titanic. And now, Richard, assembling a cast is always an interesting thing to do. I've always been amazed by someone that has the foresight and the talent to go out and decide, okay, this person can play that and so forth. And you've been quite successful at that over the years. And now this cast has put together, particularly I think a lot of people in the Rhode Island area will know the name Poppy Champlin. When did you first decide she was the one?
January, but the story is that I was at Artcraft, which is a Courthouse Center for the Arts project at Christmas. It's a big art sale, and I'm walking down the aisle there, and I look over and I see this woman standing there, and I went, my God, is that Poppy Champlin? I had seen Poppy twice live, I think once on TV, as I recall, But twice, like, where I had laughed so hard I couldn't see straight. And she was standing in the hallway at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And then I said, are you Poppy Chaplin? And she said, yes, I am.
Yes,
and,
I am.
And we started to chat, and we talked about a couple of projects. And then when this came up, luckily, I went, oh, Alice B. and Poppy Chaplin.
Excellent. Now, the Titanic, a lot of people aren't that familiar with the show. It's not like Oklahoma or Music Man, where we talk about the old standards. But most people are familiar with the movie.
Yes.
Does this follow that pretty much?
Well, the old ship does sink, yeah. But aside from that, the Leo and Kate characters are not in this. This is more based on reality. And the character of Alice Bean that Poppy plays is, I think, the way that most of us view the Titanic. We all would love to have rubbed shoulders with what we thought was the cream of American society at the time. And Alice is a working-class, middle-class woman who just cannot wait to get on board to meet all these famous people, the Astors and the Vanderbilts and the Guggenheims.
Now, Poppy, you're known as pretty much as a comedian,
yes,
a stand-up comedian. How does that relate to what people might perceive a serious play like Titanic or production?
Well, that is what they need to come and see.
All right. So it's not quite, it's not all serious, right? There's some levity in it occasionally. And
yeah, well, Alice Bean, you know Alice Bean, she is a little over the top with trying to get next to the upper class, and I think a lot of us are in our lives, and so, yeah, she's like a little chicken with her head cut off. Oh, look at who that is, and that's that, and he's that, and oh, and they're so rich, and oh, Edgar, look, let's just get really right next to these people, and then maybe we can get rich, too.
Right. Well, yeah. We should probably define Richard's term. We talked off air. Is it really rubbing shoulders, or is it rubbing elbows?
Yeah, I think it's rubbing elbows there.
Yeah, I think it's elbows, Richard.
Dancing. Perhaps I could start dancing with them.
All right, we're going to go to a song, which is the one that you sing in the show, called First Class.
Colonel John Jacob Astor and Mrs. Astor, too, arriving now from the boat train direct from Waterloo Station, may proceed to their parlor suite A62.
Her name is Madeleine. She's John Jacob Astor's second wife. She's only 19 years old, and now she's married to a prominent man worth over $150 million and 29 years her senior. They've only been married 7 months. She's already 7 months pregnant, and the scandal was such they ran away to Europe to avoid the publicity. Avoid the publicity!
Mr. and Mrs. Isidore Strauss may proceed to parlor suite B55.
Aren't they modest? You'd never think by looking at them that he and his brother own Macy's department store. Own Macy's department store! Outright! And he was close advisor to President Grover Cleveland and served in the House of Representatives 2 full terms. And that's his wife of 40 years named Ida Sad. She has been well. So the two of them have been wintering on the French Riviera! French Riviera!
Benjamin Guggenheim and party will find his customary suite on A deck.
Made his money by smelting gold, spends it like water. $4,500 for the Louis Quatorze suite, so he can live in luxurious sin with his latest mistress. And they call that justice. They call that justice.
Mr. and Mrs. George Widener may proceed to Promenade Suite B51.
He's the richest man in Philadelphia.
Mr. and Mrs. John B. Thayer and family, Promenade Suite.
Vice President of the Pennsylvania Railroad.
Mrs. Charlotte Drake Cardoza, Suite B54.
No one really knows who she is, but the newspaper says she booked the most expensive suite on the ship and travels with 14 steamer trunks, a medicine chest, her personal pillows and sheets, and 4 little Pekingese dogs. So she must be somebody. She must be somebody.
We will give you all the information about when and where Titanic is going to be again at the end of the show, but right now you want to know that it opens this Friday night And actually, there's a preview on the 21st, right? And then we have the official opening on Friday night, runs to July 15th. And if you'd like to get tickets, you can do that by calling 401-782-1018. Or you can go online at courthousearts.org. So either one of those ways and get tickets, and don't be left out. A lot of people are going to be there. A lot of people are going to see it. Chris, tell us about being involved in the ensemble. It's got to be very interesting, as you mentioned, playing three parts. Are they in sequence, or do you have to go back and forth?
Oh, there's back and forth, and sometimes you actually change your characters on stage. So it's just as simple as changing your physical mannerisms or just one simple costume piece. But this is probably going to be the hardest working ensemble in Rhode Island, because not only is it a lot of work physically, but, I mean, it's a vocal Olympics of a show. And this, you know, like I said, this show was written for 40 people, which meant that you would get breaks if you were just part of the 40-member ensemble.
But you're not a normal
Exactly, but essentially we're singing all the roles and all of the music. Right. And so it's just, it's a lot, but it's very exciting. And I think we'll be able to pull it off, and it's going to be pretty incredible that we do.
All right, we'll have an ensemble piece to listen to right now called Godspeed. And we'll take a short break after that and be back with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts and Titanic.
All the show.
To Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Maino. We are sitting with Courthouse Center for the Arts. Richard Erickson is here. He is directing this production of Titanic, which we are talking about tonight and listening to the music from that. And along with him is Poppy Champlin, who is playing several roles, as everyone does, in the production. And Chris is here. Chris, we had an interesting discussion before the last song about how many roles everybody has to play. Tell us a little bit more about your characters.
Well, part of the idea is that Richard had was to have each character be a foil for another one. So for Frederick Barrett, very passionate, stoker working in the boiler room, you know, madly in love with a girl that he's that he wants to propose to when he returns home. And then on the other side is Bruce Ismay, who was very, very stern. He was obsessed with notoriety, creating a legend. He was very, very, very rich, and you know, and always was used to getting his way.
There were a lot of rich and famous people on the Titanic, and so he what we talked about and Poppy mentioned earlier about rubbing elbows or shoulders, he would be one of those guys that would have been in the category of someone that they wanted to meet, other people wanted to meet all the time and get close to, I guess.
Exactly, though there was more competition. There was Astors there, there were Guggenheims there. Since he was still he was the owner, so he would have to he would remind people who he was, and he made sure to really make sure that everybody knew who he was, how important he was, and to make sure his name was in every newspaper, that his name was attached to the Titanic in every way, shape, and form.
All right. So kind of like what we're going to do with Courthouse Center for the Arts, we're going to call it Richard Erickson's Courthouse Center for the Arts.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. All right. Wow. All right, let's get to a song that that features you. It's called Barrett Song, right?
Correct, and it's all about being a stoker on the Titanic. And Barrett came from the Midlands in England, where he was a coal miner. And, you know, as I'm sure many people know, it was very, very, very hard work to work down in the coal mines. And so he thought he could escape that life by moving on to the Titanic and going on to working on ships. But then all of a sudden he's realizing that he's still down many, many, many feet below shoveling coal. And so the parallels are still very much there. And there's a certain irony to it. But at the same time, he's not bitter about it. He still loves it, and he comes to terms with it, and it's an amazing song, and it's really, really fun to sing.
She's sparkling clean, this newborn ship, but one old thing is clear. The orders they propose above, we execute down here. We'll watch from here as up above, they'll catch a whiff of glory. This wonder ship may be brand new, but it's the same old story. Stoke the fire in the hold as the men draw back. Feed the heat in the hold as the men draw back. And the dust of the coal in the air is black, and a trickle of sweat runs down your back. And what are the boys from the Midlands doing here? Coal it is that makes the steam, that runs the machines, that run the world, that sends the men below the ground to mine the coal each day. From Leicestershire and Nottingham, us lads who works down in the pit knew if you got above the ground, you'd save your soul some way. Get out of the pit and westward, I knew I could run and ship out to sea, and there my new life was begun. And the screws are turning at 71. Came my dream to go out to sea. Further out from the mind you couldn't be, but born to the core, there's no place for you elsewhere. You trade a life of dank and gloom to shovel in the boiler room, but now you're seven decks below a lady's dainty feet. And nothing has changed, there's mine I can do. The pit and your mate turned into the home and the crew. And the screws are turning at 72. Faster and faster we watch as we gain evermore. 73 and too soon it is 74. Record speed, I believe we strive for the maiden ship that's too hard to drive. If you push it faster than 75, that is the truth, I swear.
Poppy, we've been talking to Chris about the many roles he plays. You play, how many do you play?
I am playing two.
Two? Mm-hmm. So you're getting only two-thirds of the pay that Chris is getting.
Well, that's because he's a man.
Well, I see, I see.
So he wow. gets he gets five more dollars than I get.
So you play Alice and who else?
Alice Bean and Eleanor Widener.
Okay.
Who, of course, is of the upper Ritter class.
I see.
Ooh.
And What is she again, Alice?
Alice Bean is from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Right, okay.
My husband, Edgar, works at a hardware store, and I help run that hardware store, and we are just so excited to be on the Titanic.
So they're the people that have been saving their money trying to get on this big cruise.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, and so is there a song that you're involved with or that Alice is involved with?
Yes, she is just itching to get up with the first class. So she, of course, is rising above, and she's coming up the floor, and she finally finds them in this dancing saloon.
They're dancing out on the deck. Okay.
First class.
Okay.
Yeah, first class dancing.
All right. And so this song that we're going to listen to right now called Latest Rag, that's something that she gets involved with.
Yes, she infiltrates their dance, and she just leaps onto the floor, and she's a part of it, and she dances her little tail off.
All right. Let's listen to the dance song.
The band and shout, isn't it a lovely day?
Yes!
Watching all the ladies in Parisian fashions on display.
Young Mr. Hartley is playing quite smartly in rhythm that could never nag.
It's a musical treat to hear a band with a beat performing their latest rag.
How do you do, my friend? So good to see you once more. How long since we first met? Has it been 3 days or four? It seems like so much longer than a little weekend jag.
On the ship by ourselves on this glorious afternoon, doing the latest rag.
I love the cool of the breeze, feel the rhythm of the song in your knees, promenading along at your ease like a feather in the air.
Is that a hint of a chill? When you're dancing out of doors, it's a thrill. Keeps you hearty and healthier still. Take a partner if you dare.
Everyone is bursting with emotion, dancing as we cross the mighty ocean,
moving to the rhythm of the latest rag. Come on and dance with me, please. Feel the rhythm of the song in your knees. Promenading along at your knees, like a feather in the air. Is that a hint of a chill? When you're dancing out of doors, it's a thrill. Keeps you hearty and healthier still. Take a partner if you dare.
Ship's personnel, they feel all the ocean spray.
On
the upper hotel, they cold water swell, they great for your déjeuner.
Turn the corner on the port parallel,
they kids love Bluebell, they call on the rest passé.
Now the band is betting, this ragtime setting will take you away. Everyone up and out, nobody lag about, let your darker spirits climb. Strolling with the orchestra beside you, playing for time.
We've got a fellow who's better on cello than any other ship can rag.
So take a go by the hand and lend an ear to the band until today's latest rag.
Come dancing out on the well-deck ship's personnel, they feel all the ocean spray. The upper hotel, they cold water swell, they kick all your cares away.
Turn the corner on the port parallel,
they great demoiselle, they watch all the girls sashay.
How the ragtime music will take you away.
Chris, we have time to sneak one more song in before we take our next break. Tell us about The Proposal.
The proposal is it's a romantic song, and it's a duet, but each guy is singing about two different things. My character Barrett is singing about the woman that he wants to marry, and he's at the telegraph office, and the telegrapher Harold Bride is singing about how much he loves his work and how much he loves to do to work the telegraph and talk to 1,000 voices out there, and that's his passion. Whereas, you know, with Barrett, it's a little more simple, just in that it's a woman, and that's his passion. And it results in this just beautiful love song that meets in the middle with these two gentlemen.
All right, we'll listen to a portion of that song, as much as we have time for, and then we'll be back with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts.
I'll be coming back to you, darling, back to your dark eyes and hair. Marry me when I return, darling, and until that day, my love, take care. Be watches all watch over thee. May God's heaven be your blanket as you softly sleep. Marry me when you're finally in my arms. You plainly see this devoted sailor's heart and soul are yours to keep. Yours to keep. Every day from GMOM, good morning, old man, to GNOM, good night, old man, my telegraph sends its messages to ships at sea, sending out its dit-dit-da-dit-da-dit, dit-dit-da-dit-da-dit, dit-dit-da-dit-da-dit. I was young and shy, detached and sad. Spent my days indoors, a homebound lad. Hardly spoke, few friends, I kept myself to myself, quite alone. Then I found Marconi's telegraph. It could span the planet's width by half. 50 yards, 2,000 miles, the same, touch the spark, sound the tone, and the night was alive, the 1,000 voices fighting to be heard, and each and every one of them connected to me, and my life came alive with 1,000 voices tapping out each word, like 1,000 people joined with a single heartbeat, tapping out a dit dit da dit da dit, dit dit da dit da dit, dit dit da dit da.
Marry me,
da 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 da.
Marry me,
da 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 da.
Signed, Fred.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Richard, Poppy, and Chris, all involved with Courthouse Center for the Arts production of Titanic. One of the things we have not talked about is something new coming up on the schedule at the courthouse.
Yes, we've decided to extend our summer season in addition to the camps for kids that we're having. We're going to do a play called Coastal Disturbances by Tina Howe, which happens to be about a private New England beach. Maybe like Matunik or something like that, where there are three generations of a family and there is a huge upset when a beautiful young photographer arrives from New York to visit and falls in love with a lifeguard who has been one of the sort of family standbys.
All right. Well, that sounds like that's enough intrigue. We'll find out more about that. I'm sure you'll hear about that on the station when that comes to be around August sometime. We get dates and things and so forth. But we're going to get now back to Titanic and Poppy and talk about, you know, your role. We've talked about Alice, and I keep forgetting the other name. The
Eleanor Widener.
She's the British socialite.
No, she's an American socialite.
Oh, American socialite. I see. Oh, all right. So she's a
learning
socialite.
Something, too.
All right. Well, you still got 5 days before the opening, so
thank
we're
goodness.
Safe.
There we go. Two. It really is a lot for me. I haven't been in a musical for quite a while. At the University of Rhode Island, I was in plenty and loved it. So I'm so thrilled to be part of this. And
well, that's one of the great things about Courthouse Center for the Arts right now. It's attracting people, you know, professional people like yourself and Chris to come in, and we're from wherever, from New York or California or wherever they might happen to be. And be putting on these wonderful productions and giving us professional theater right here in our own backyard. That's great.
It really is amazing. The voices is, the score is awesome.
All right. Let's get to a song. This one is called Lifeboats. Do you have the chance to get on a lifeboat?
Yes. Alice Bean gets on that lifeboat, even though she's very, she's still very much involved with the Astors. And she even gives Mrs. Astor her business card on the lifeboat. Like, she's still rubbing elbows on the lifeboat. She's insane, this woman. But this song, into the lifeboat, is like in four parts. So everyone's singing at a different time. It's like a round. It's almost like row, row, row your boat. But and it is. Row, row your lifeboat. And if I miss where I'm supposed to jump in my lifeboat song, then I am lost at sea. So it's really this. You have to really pay attention to get the music. So, it's wonderful. Row, row, row your lifeboat.
All right. Chris, do you have any of your characters make it into the lifeboat?
Well, Bruce Ismay takes one and escapes, essentially. It was supposed to be women and children first, but somehow he managed to take one of the collapsible ones and use it for himself.
Now, off air, we were talking about the fact that some of the servants up in the first class level made it onto the lifeboats, right?
That's exactly right, because the lifeboats were still there were designated lifeboats for each class. So there's the first class lifeboats, second class lifeboats, in terms of sections. Mm-hmm. And so what they did was, once they loaded all the first class women and children, they saw that there was just nobody else around on the deck because, you know,
they were on the level.
Exactly. Everybody else was on their designated levels. So therefore, they threw on anybody that happened to be around. Mm-hmm. And that is some of the justification that Bruce Ismay has in taking a lifeboat, is that he looked around, he saw that there was nobody else around it. So why shouldn't he take it?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's the owner of the ship. Yeah,
exactly. And he's the owner of the ship. So therefore he should, you know, live, I guess, is his justification behind it.
I guess so.
And the fact that they were missing 55 lifeboats on the ship at the time, I thought was really...
Because
they wanted to save room for the first class to have a little lounging area or something. I'm not quite sure how it went, but it was pretty disgusting.
All right. Well, we'll listen to Lifeboats now.
Father will be staying here a while. It will be like rowing in the Serpentine. Come along now, let us have a smile.
say it, I'll be fine. I'll collect you both tomorrow morning, you and this beloved son of mine.
Madam, step this way into the lifeboat. Mr. Strauss, by all means, take a place.
No, I will not go before the younger men. Go, Ida, you must go now.
For what? To live without you? Absolutely not. Where you go, I go.
You must get in. Please step this way.
Anything you must step in the life.
Please don't delay.
Let your look right next to this is Astor.
Leave it must be lowered down.
Place on that boat, Kate. Take it, for God's sake.
I'm not going without you, Jim. I don't want to be a widow before I'm a bride.
You're going to be a lady's maid. Lady's maid in America.
Once again, we've been listening to music from Titanic, which is going to be at the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And if you would like to get tickets in advance, which is definitely suggested, you can do that by calling 401-782-1018 or going to their website, which is very easy to remember, courthousearts.org. And Richard, thanks for being here once again. And I know that there are other things at the theater that we should probably tell the audience about.
We should tell them, first of all, that it is a professional theater and that we are air-conditioned, that we're handicap accessible, and we have ample parking. We get these questions so many times, so people don't know this. We are air-conditioned. It's summer in Rhode Island.
Not only air-conditioned, but that ample parking is free.
Free, free, free!
Free, free, free. And here's a little something I hadn't thought of that we should probably be telling everybody. I'm going to be there on Friday night at the opening, and for everyone that shows up, for the WCRI night at the opening of Courthouse Center for the Arts, we'll be giving out CDs for absolutely free. So you get free parking, you get a free CD. We'll be giving pens and pencils and keychains and stuff like that. And someone in the audience that night, WCRI, will be giving a $200 gift certificate to Shelter Harbor Inn. So you have a chance to win that and also register for our bigger summer arts giveaway, which could win you over $1,000 worth of valuable prizes. Richard, you are not eligible. But we'll take care of you in some other way. And the other thing is that before the show, I'll be there, and there's an art exhibit that goes on, starting at doors open at 6 o'clock. So I'll be there, and the art exhibit.
Yeah, it's a famous artist named Anna Vanderwall, and he is probably Rhode Island's best photographer of the ocean. So we have the ocean and Titanic.
Well, thanks again for being here, Richard. We'll talk to you soon. And Poppy, thank you so much for coming into our studios.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on. I love your station. I listen to it all the time.
It's great to have you. And as a comedian, you appear other places, right?
Yes, yes. Thank you for letting me say so. I will be, as soon as this production closes, I'll be at Charlie O's down in Galilee on July 25th. And then on the 26th, I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club in New York City.
What a deal. What a country. Well, best of luck to you on that. And Chris, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's great to have you here, and I look forward to seeing you in the production of what is going to be very different from what I perceived it to be before I had a chance to talk to you.
Well, that's exactly right. What appealed to me when I saw the audition notice for it was this show is fantastic. But I think theaters shy away from doing it because I feel like they feel like there's a pressure to make it a mega musical and make it a spectacle. When really it's a show about people and humanity and with a really, really solid, wonderful score to sing and to listen to. And so, it's a performer's dream to do this show. And I think that's what people are going to realize is that it's not about, a huge $1 million set. It's actually about It's a great story about people and asking what would you do in various situations, and seeing the best and worst in humanity. And I think that's the story that keeps people coming back to it.
Excellent. I can't wait to see it. So we'll see you all there on, sometime during the production, which is going to be from the 21st to July 15th, June 21st to July 15th. But I'll be there on Friday night. Hope to see a lot of you there. Mm-hmm. Until next week, we'll see you on Conducting Conversations.
We'll meet tomorrow. We will find a path and reach tomorrow. Pass this day abroad. We'll be together once again. Cling to your hope and press till then.
I'll hold thee closely as I say goodbye, and keep your image in my memory's eye, and all this love of ours will soar. Come dawn or danger, we'll meet tomorrow and have each other evermore.
Give us tomorrow and another arm. Let the reunion come within our bar. Grant one more chance to make a start, that we may live on as we part.
God says, love me as I kissed your eyes. Let one brief moment make eternal ties.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.